First, I want you to relax. Yeah, that's better. Now, imagine this. Picture yourself in a hotel room. You've taken a shower, soapy hot and all, relieving the stress of the day. And now you're in one of those rich, thick, terry cloth towels you find in hotels, typing away on your laptop. As you type, you're wishing for a little relief, a night on the town, a good fuck. Not too much to wish for, is it? You notice the bulge in the crotch of your towel. Was hoping the shower would fix that little eventuality. You hear a quick knock on your door. It's housekeeping. She's here to bring you extra towels, but she'll come back later if you wish. You yell that it's okay to come in. You see a pair of legs and a stack of towels walk into the room. A girl peeps from behind them. "Sorry to interrupt," she says. You assure her that it's okay. She carries the towels into the bathroom and you continue typing. You hear her humming, pause to smile, and continue to type. You suddenly can't keep your mind on your laptop. You notice the humming has stopped, and you look up. She has entered the room again. "I'm sorry, there are a few more towels here than I thought." You smile and nod to her, getting back to your work. Surprisingly, something strange happens as you return to work. My voice comes from behind you. "Sir, I need all the towels." I'm wearing a loosely fitting gray dress, a housekeeping uniform, a name tag running along my breast, cleavage barely peeking from the top. Turning to look at me, you say, "I'm sorry, but I can't very well give you this towel." "Oh, yes. Yes, you can," I smile, looking at you up and down. "I may just be a cleaning woman, but my dark hair and eyes give that distinct illusion of intellect that you've seen around the office but never touched. The crinkle of my round red lips pursed and waiting." You try to smile again. Clearing your throat, you speak slowly. "Missa, this is all I'm wearing. I'll go change for you, though. Could I have it like now, as in now?" You stand dumbfounded, remembering your hard cock and not wanting to face the inevitable embarrassment. You loosen the towel from your waist and hand it to me. I take the towel, sniffing it. I look you up and down, your cock bouncing. Its stiffness had not diminished. "You like me to watch, don't you?" you hear me say. I sneak a little smile on my face. You look down at your cock, speechless. I drop the towels on the floor, moving closer to you. I repeat my question. "I said you like me to watch, don't you?" I grab your penis and pull you closer to me. "Maybe I do," you say in a low tone. "What's your name?" I ask, my fingers sliding along your stiff pipe. They are wet with pre-cum now. "Jeff. My name's Jeff," your voice stutters. You find it hard to concentrate. Your lips go dry. Your eyes do a slow blink. "Damn, that feels so good. What is she doing?" you think to yourself. "Jeff? Well, I'm going to call you Don. How about that, Don?" I say. I'm still toying with your cock, my fingers running along the bottom ridges. Ooh. Widening along your pole like a candy stripe. "Don, Are you listening to me, Don? I call you trying to get your attention. Your eyes are glazed. You stare at me as I toy with you. Finally, I give you a quick, deep kiss on the cheek. Now that I have your attention, I want you to jack off for me, Don. Do something that Jeff will be jealous of. If you need any assistance, I'll be right here. I remove my uniform, and my heaving breasts tumble out. All I'm wearing out now is a white silk G-string. And sheer stockings. I'm not your everyday housekeeper. I sit on the bed and watch you, spreading my thighs wide. I begin to play with my pussy. Oh, that feels so good. I want you to jack off for me, Don. I say to you, as you stand there, you watch me playing with my pussy, and you smile, slowly stroking yourself. You wonder if you will really do this. So, will you jerk off, Don? Will you stroke it for me now? Oh.